Zuma Radio, the Go-Go's head over heels, and you sexifying hot chocolate on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Jordan in for producer Andy Janie at the cottage for a long weekend. Sammy H right here. It is the event of the summer season if you're a foodie festival lover, and who isn't? Taste of the Danforth is back after a long pause. Road closures in effect on Danforth starting right now, actually, and going right through Sunday. My guest is Greek Town on the Danforth BIA Executive Director, Mary Frakadekas. Welcome, Mary, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Sam. It's nice to be here.
Listen, I know you're ridiculously busy right now. Can I just say I am of Greek descent, and you are my Greek sister friend, I'm going to say, okay? And But I never learned to speak Greek. Do you speak Greek?
I sure do.
Okay, so I'm going to maybe throw a Greek word or two into the interview, and you're going to forgive me for any mispronunciation.
Okay. That's okay. Greek is my first language, so I mean...
Okay.
I'll be very forgiving.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's talk about the Taste of the Danforth back for the first time since 2019. How does that feel?
It feels super exciting.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, and tell me, what's changed in the years since it was last on?
Well, lots has changed. The world has changed, unfortunately, with circumstances beyond anyone's control, really, with the pandemic. And so what we are having to reimagine about the Danforth and the festival's relationship to the street is the new infrastructure that had came in through the pandemic relief programs, like the bike lane, like the cafes in the road, like the planters in the road, and all of the different sort of curb stones that delineate between the parking spaces and the live bike lanes and the live traffic. So there's, you know, less space in the road for us to program our festival and at the same time create like a really a safe environment for people to minimize trip hazards and to make sure that the public has a great experience and is safe, and that our member businesses that are participating in the festival are also able to participate in a safe way for themselves, their staff, and of course the customers.
Oh, for sure. I mean, one of the things that I love most about Taste of the Danforth is just taking the TTC, you know, and then just walking Danforth and tasting and trying and listening to the music and meeting vendors, and just it is such a whole experience for guests.
Yeah.
Tell me that hasn't changed.
No, that hasn't changed. We have over 100 participating businesses in Taste. So, I mean, people are back. People are excited. The businesses obviously have had a very hard time over these last number of years, but they're excited to welcome the crowds back. We are Canada's largest street festival.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're ready with open arms to welcome them back in the Greektown way.
How many visitors are, can you guesstimate? Like, what are you expecting this year? Because I know in the past it's been sizable. So how are you managing expectations this year?
So we've been advised by the Toronto Police Service that we can see like a 20% increase in the festival this year. So that's what they have said that other festivals and events are experiencing, because there's this pent-up demand for people to be together again and experience festivals and summer in the way that we normally do through street festivals and concerts and that sort of thing. So 1.5 million, 1.6 million when we've had that kind of crowd, 20% on that puts us in the 2 million visitor mark range. So it's pretty significant, especially as we're working with, 15 to 20% less footprint in the road than we did in 2019. So, you know, there are lots of things running through our minds about making sure that this is like a fun weekend for everybody, that everybody, gets what they want out of the festival, and at the same time is creating the safest environment possible for everyone.
Okay, so what's your favorite thing to eat? What are you going to have for sure?
This is a trick question.
No, yeah. I'm serious.
I'm going to, you know what I'm going to have? I'm going to have lucumadas. Okay. I love honey balls.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to have those. I'm not going to say what else I'm going to have, but I mean, I'm definitely going to have those, because it's kind of a highlight, right? But there's like so much that you can eat. Like the favorites are back, there's souvlaki, there's gyros, there's The Spanakopita, there's the Piropita, but then there's so many other restaurants that have opened up here on the Danforth since 2019 that you can actually travel the world in Greektown.
Excellent. You know what? It's going to be so much fun. Mary Fragadakis, Executive Director of Greektown on the Danforth BIA. Efkaristo, Mary, thank you.
Parakalo, Sam.